They're just talking about two people, not talking about their names now.
Couple?
Alright, if you and a friend of yours is coming over to see me, mm-hmm. okay? You and a friend of yours, and you'd say, blank and blank are coming over.
Oh, he and I?
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? And they know your voice, so you say, it's...
me?
Okay. how about if there's more than, like if there's three or four of you?
It's us.
Okay. How about if it's a woman that came to the door? Put yourself in the position of being a woman. What would you say? Or let's say you're in the house and someone knocked at the door and you looked out and you saw it was a female. And you'd say it's
a lady.
Okay. Or in the sense of the pronoun, what would you say? You know, using the
she.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as.
I am.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, how can he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is blank he could go.
Is all he could go.
Okay. How about in the sense of distance? Is all the blank he could go?
2 miles.
If he could run 2 miles and he had to stop at the end of 2 miles, he could say 2 miles is all.
2 miles is limit.
How about is all the? Would you ever say something like is all the farthest he could go or all the farther he can go?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just now starting to settle in here. Get used to this again. If something belongs to me, you say, it's blank.
Mine.
Okay. If it belongs to both of us, you'd say, it's...
ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to a group of people over there, we call them, you'd say, it's...
theirs.
All right. And if it belongs to a man that's sitting there, and it was, you say...
his.
Okay. And a woman?
Hers.
Okay. People have been to visit you, and they are about to leave, you'd say to them... blank, come back again.
Y'all come back again.
Okay. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about their wraps or coats, you'd say, where are... and you're talking about their...
where's your coat?
Okay. Okay, how about, where are blank coats?
Their coats.
Okay, and if you were talking directly to them...
your coats.
Okay. It wouldn't say y'all.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. Asking about the people at the party, you'd say, blank had been there. You know, you're asking about a group of people. You weren't there. And you say, blank had been there.
You're they? Asking,
well, so you want to know who had been at the party, okay? And you go up and you ask the person who gave the party, blank was there. Let's put it that way.
Were they there?
Okay.
I guess I'm not.
All right. Well, this is probably the way I'm doing it because
I don't think
I've been doing this too long. But all right.
Were they there? Is that
okay? Well, let's say that you're just asking the names of the people that were there. You would say, and you were asking a question. You wanted to find out just the people that were at the party. You go to the person that gave
who
it.
Who all was here?
Okay, that's fine. That's exactly right. When you're asking about the speaker's remarks, you might. When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, blank, did he say, or...
what did he say?
Okay. If no one else would look out for them, talking about somebody else, you say they've got to look out for...
themselves.
Okay. A lot of people like that. If no one else will do it for him, you'd say he has to do it...
himself.
All right.